Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. On Monday, OpenAI unveiled its latest artificial intelligence. On Tuesday, it'll be Google's turn.
Google I.O. is the annual conference that Google puts on for the legions of developers who build software with its products, which means...
we're not going to see, you know, brand new phone launches and all those kinds of things.
Android authorities C. Scott Brown says Google already launched a new mid-range Pixel phone last week, which clears the way for this week to be all about artificial intelligence technology. Specifically, Gemini, the company's large language model, is set for some updates.
ABC's Mike Dubusky. President Biden signed an order barring China-backed crypto outfit MineOne from owning land near Warren Air Force Base in Wyoming, home to the 90th Missile Wing. Killing the messenger, a judge in Canberra, Australia, sentenced former Army lawyer David McBride to almost 6 years in prison for leaking classified information that exposed allegations of Australian war crimes in Afghanistan. This is ABC News. The airlines would prefer you didn't know what all the extra fees were up front.
Claiming the Department of Transportation's attempt to regulate private business goes beyond its authority, Airlines for America, which represents the country's biggest airlines, are suing to stop a new rule requiring airlines to tell consumers up front what fees they charge for things like checked bags, a carry-on bag, or for canceling or changing a reservation. The airlines argue consumers are well aware there are ancillary fees and they shouldn't have to be openly disclosed up front. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In Buffalo, New York, they unveiled the diagram of a memorial to the 10 black people murdered inside a grocery store 2 years ago by a white nationalist.
This tragedy shocked us. It devastated us. It pushed us to what we thought were beyond our limits. But it didn't break us.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul. The memorial will feature interconnected stone pillars and arches and a windowed building for exhibitions and events. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Canadian wildfire smoke is back. That's why skies were hazy over Wisconsin Monday. Air quality alerts were issued for several counties. The Department of Natural Resources says small particles may make air unhealthy for some people, especially the very young, the very old, and people with heart or lung conditions. Most rural voters favor economic policies that lower costs and raise incomes for the working class. Patrick Toomey helped conduct a new poll for Breakthrough Campaigns.
Just cutting taxes and getting rid of regulations is not going to do the most to help me in this economy.
The poll shows rural voters agree with many Democratic policy positions, but think Republicans are doing more for working people. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Pirates clip the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game one of a three-game series at AmFam Field. Pittsburgh jumping out to an early lead. The Brewers came back with a dramatic grand slam home run in the eighth from Jake Bowers, but the Pirates held on to beat the Brewers 8-6. The Pirates starter, Mitch Keller, keeping the Brewers in check for six innings. Manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
I love our team, huh? Yeah, I love them. You know, the way they battle, that's just, it's a sign of, you know, you didn't. We did a lot of things not so good, but we had an opportunity to win the game. And obviously, you know, that Keller pitched. I think all the attention on the other two guys, I think he's He stepped up tonight. He pitched great, man. I've seen him do this before, but Keller was great. Ball was taken off. He was in total command. It's pretty special.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. The two teams go at it again Tuesday night with sports from American Family Field in Milwaukee. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Scattered clouds here in the overnight as lows tumble into the lower 40s in spots, northeast winds. On Tuesday, mostly sunny skies. Highs will reach the lower 60s. Winds will be gusty. Sunshine and upper 60s going into your Wednesday. Currently 49 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the host of Civic Media's The Maggie Dawn Show, Maggie Dawn, and Bigfoot tracker and enthusiast, Mike Desitel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, executive producer Luke Mathers filling in on the board today with his associate executive producer Aurora the dog is here as well. She's doing a really, really good job, Luke.
She's sleeping a little bit on the job. I'm not thrilled with the performance so far, but you know.
She's 6 months old?
4 and a half.
Okay, she needs a nap.
She had a long day yesterday, too.
Glad to have you here. Glad to have everyone along with us. You can always call in or text at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a busy, busy Monday coming up for you. Coming up at 10:33, and this is something that we have talked about frequently over the last year. The number of people in Wisconsin who are allowed to drive without a license. And what happens? They cause a crash. They're driving without a license. What happens after that?
Yeah.
And then why 2 years later do we read another story about a crash that they caused and they were driving on a suspended license or they never had a license? So Representative Lakeisha Myers is a Democrat from Milwaukee, and she wants to find out what can be done about this. There are some pretty glaring loopholes in the way this is handled.
Yeah.
And hopefully Representative Myers will be able to explain this to us. I'm not sure that there's any good explanation why this hasn't been altered yet.
I mentioned to you, and we were kicking this story around, that it almost feels like sometimes Wisconsin punishments, when it comes especially to driving, are very Wisconsin in there. Well, here you go. Just don't do it again. Oh, you did it again. Well, don't worry about it. Just try not to make it happen again. Then it takes, then a guy gets pulled over for his 12th OWI, and that's an actual thing that happened last week. So, I mean, I'm wondering if, you know, I don't want to say we need to be harsher and stricter, but maybe just a little more enforcement.
Well, unfortunately, some of these drivers have caused fatal hit and runs.
Yeah.
This is an ongoing issue. So Representative Lakeisha Myers joining us at 10:33 to talk about this and what can be done. We're going to end up this show with something fun with Tim McCormick from the Harley Museum. They have all kinds of things going on in May and all kinds of things, of course, going on all summer long. So he will be joining us at 11:50 to give us a little update. And if you're thinking about a bike or you have a bike, you want to stick around for that.
Did you ever run a motorcycle, Jane?
I did.
Was it cool? Were you cool?
I was an easy rider.
You were an easy rider?
I was the uneasy rider.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I get that.
I didn't get my bike until I was 35 or 36.
Oh.
And don't forget, my father was a mortician.
Yes.
And we grew up with stories about not good accidents with people on motorcycles.
Are there good accidents on a motorcycle?
Well, there are worse accidents. We'll put it that way. So that was always in my head, and I was the queen of, I mean, I'm a worst case scenario person, so I look at the worst possible thing that could ever happen, and then I work my way backwards.
And you still got on the bikes from time to time?
I would lay awake the night before I was going to ride, and think of all the things that could go wrong. I could hit an animal. It could be really hot, and I'll get stuck in the patch repairs on the roadways. So I had it for about a year and a half, and then I got rid of it because it's like I'm not having any fun.
Yeah. I would love to see a picture of you and your motorcycle.
Oh, there is one.
I would love to see that.
There was a photo of me in the Waukesha Freeman, actually, because I took a class for new riders, and they were there doing a story on it, and it was rainy that day, and so I've got a helmet on and a little rain slicker thing. I look terrified.
I was going to say, you see those pictures of people on their motorbikes where they look free and fancy and fun. They're like,
relax.
Big smile. I just imagine Jane on your bike with this forlorn and forced grin of like,
oh God, I don't want to die. Just don't let me die.
The Nervous Nelly brand of Harleys. They could have a whole motorcycle.
Yeah,
line.
They certainly could.
Honestly, that's what they should call the bike, the tricycles. I would totally buy a motorcycle with three wheels.
That makes a huge difference. That makes a huge difference.
I would feel very, very safe. Or a sidecar.
Yep, that too. Just for a little more balance. Because I dropped it twice. I dropped the bike twice. One coming out of my driveway.
Oh, jeez.
And then I tried to lift it up.
That's better than like somewhere else random, though. You're so close to home.
But it's like I'm not even doing anything exciting. I'm turning right out of my driveway. It was like slow motion. Then
I dropped the bike. Where is it? I left it there.
I just walked away. No. So anyway, for people who can relax and enjoy the riding of motorcycles, and I've always enjoyed riding on the back.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that. It's just me as a driver that I did not, again, I was not comfy.
Yeah.
Uneasy rider.
That
should have been my patch.
I'd watch that movie.
We're going to start off, though, now that we've gone that little side route there, about voting rules.
Voting does rule.
Well, apparently, there are slightly different penalties depending upon who you are and perhaps what party you belong to when it comes to punishments for voting more than once.
Wait, you can vote more than once?
Well, apparently you can if you're Brian Pritchard, the former first vice chairman of the Georgia Republican Party and a conservative talk show host. He got fined $5,000 for voting illegally and registering to vote while serving a sentence for a felony conviction. He was also ordered not to commit further violations, to face public reprimand for his conduct, and pay the state election board's investigative costs. He was initially charged in 96 to 3 years probation in connection with felony forgery charges. His probation was revoked 3 times, which made him ineligible to vote until 2011. But guess what? In 2008, Pritchard filled out voter registration form and signed a sworn statement asserting he was not serving a sentence for having been convicted of a felony.
Yeah.
So he cast a whole bunch of ballots in Georgia, including 4 that year in primary and general elections and runoffs, 5 more in 2010. In special elections and primaries, and in the general election. Pritchard, again, a top Georgia Republican Party official, testified he was not aware of anything he could have prevented him from registering to vote. When he signed the application, he didn't think 3 years of probation remained in his sentence.
You know when your probation ends.
Right?
You have to report to an officer while you're on probation? Yeah. Like, you should know that you're reporting to that probation officer.
So this happened. I'm just looking for the date on here. This was in March. And he just got booted. Now.
Wait.
From the Georgia Republican Party.
They did something?
They dragged it out long enough. And he still had 24 people who voted for him not to be ousted. So. Yeah, we care a whole bunch about election integrity, except when it's our guy.
Yeah.
And then, if it's our guy, it's good.
He just didn't know, Jane.
He made a mistake.
He made a boo-boo.
He made a mistake.
Yeah, it's...
Crystal Mason.
Ah, yes.
Remember this?
Yes, indeed.
Texas mother sentenced to 5 years in prison for voting illegally in the 2016 election. She was on supervised release after serving time for tax fraud. When she filled out a provisional ballot in 2016, she said she did not know that her status as a felon made her ineligible to do that. So in that instance, it seemed like this was a genuine mistake. She genuinely didn't know. She got sentenced to 5 years. Yeah. Now, this has been overturned, finally.
In Texas, of all places.
In Texas,
that's
of all places.
To me.
But the approach, the punishment, don't seem exactly the
same.
Well,
I mean,
here.
It reminds me of when George Zimmerman shot Trayvon Martin and got to plead stand your ground.
Yep.
And then a woman in Florida who was being physically assaulted at the time ran out of her house with a gun, shot it in the air to gather attention, was arrested and couldn't use it for some reason. It's always okay for some, but not others. I just always think of those little differences. He how many times did he vote illegally?
Oh, like nine.
Nine times.
Nine times.
Okay. Nine boo-boos.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he learned his lesson.
Well, he has now been booted as vice chair of the Georgia Republican Party. He's going to be just fine.
He'll move to Alabama. And I'm not even being funny. He'll go to Alabama and join their party. And they'll be like, you're great.
We love you. Again, he had 24 people who did not vote to oust him. It's amazing.
Why, Jane, Luke, why am I even shocked at this point? Why am I shocked? I don't want to be shocked. I just want to be permanently disappointed. You know, like, I'd rather be permanently disappointed because at least I'm like stirring my coffee, like, yeah, okay. All right. That's another thing.
Doesn't surprise me.
It's another thing that sucks.
Just another day.
Yeah.
But that's why I think it's important to.
I just picture Greg being like to these 24 people. I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed.
Just disappointed.
So disappointed in you.
You say you love freedom.
Well, I just think it's important that we shine light on these things because, again, it seems like in some instances, oh, it's fine. Just he didn't mean it. It was a fluke.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
He just messed up.
He just whoopsie once.
He whoopsie doodled.
And then, but Crystal, that was intentionally
she
nasty
is a criminal,
and vicious. And
put
yes.
her away. She's a fraudster.
Yeah.
If you have any questions about voting, there's one great place to go to if you are
where
in Wisconsin.
Where should I go for that information?
You can go to myvote.wi.gov. You're going to find your representatives. You are going to find your polling place. You're going to find out if you are, in fact, registered. It will answer questions about whether or not you are on probation, on papers, as sometimes they call it. If you are a felon, your rights have not been taken away forever, but you should also consult if you have a parole officer.
You got to check in with them.
Or at least go to your city hall and ask questions, too. We do need to take it upon ourselves to ask those questions.
Yes.
But there are resources so you can get answers so people do not take advantage of you like that. And a guy like Bri, I mean, he just.
I know.
What an unfortunate fella.
He'll be okay.
Yeah.
All right. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. We're coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, the Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills, and on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh, my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach. We have Luke Mathers on the board with us this morning. Calvin is off, and if you're watching on the live stream, you can get a little look at our executive associate producer, Aurora, in with Luke. She's taking a little nap. It's a tough job. She's got a lot of responsibilities.
We need to get Luke a nickname now, I guess.
Luke Meister? Nah.
That was quick and just...
Well, we'll work on it.
Workshop it. If you've got ideas, send them on in. Please.
Absolutely. Nicknames for Luke, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We were just talking about Georgia Republican Party official Ryan Pritchard, the first vice chair of the Georgia GOP, fined $5,000 for voting illegally 9 times. He was just booted from his position. And then we compared that to Crystal Mason from Texas, the Texas mother who was sentenced to 5 years in prison for voting in 2016. She thought she could. She was still apparently on papers. There was some confusion there. And she also said she never got one of the notices because she was in jail when they sent her the notice. So that actually, those charges have now been dismissed against her. But we were talking about the difference between how some people are treated compared to others.
We got a text message from Andrew from Maine. He said, Jane, obviously punishment is harsher for women than men. Women are malicious and trying to take power away from the men, where the man just made an honest mistake because they had a lot on their mind. Hashtag sarcasm. It is worth noting, too, that Crystal
Mason.
Crystal Mason and the woman I mentioned, Marissa Alexander from Florida, both black women. And I feel like that always takes into account when it comes to the punishment, the crime, the everything they're charged with. And then you got Bry Guy here in Georgia who's like, 9 times I was trying for 10. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So,
and we're not even, right now, at least we're not going to even get into the number of cases where women have had to shoot or kill their abusers.
Yeah.
And then they go to prison for it.
Yeah.
So that's a whole nother discussion. But thank you for that, Andrew Mann. Yes, I'll try to be less emotional.
We have a lot on our mind, Jane, okay?
I know.
It's hard being a man.
We don't want to confuse you.
We're easily confused because we have so much on our mind.
Hannah Kirby in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has a story about central and northern Wisconsin now under an air quality advisory because of wildfire smoke from Canada.
Already.
It's Oofers. Only May 13th.
My God, I think it was, what was it, June or July of last year?
Of last year. And again, that was a phenomenon in my 64 years living in Wisconsin I have never seen before.
And that's something I believe we asked Brittany Merlot, or we asked someone having to do with climate, is this now the new norm? Because being the first time last year, like, this isn't going to stop happening. Wildfires, right. There's now billboards all over the city with Smokey the Bear and doesn't say... only you can prevent forest fires. It says only you can prevent wildfires.
Yeah.
And so I feel like now this is just, all right, the smoke's coming in from Canada now, but it must be summertime.
In some portions of Wisconsin, people can see smoke in the sky. In some areas, they can see the smoke on ground level. Mark Gehring, who's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Visibilities ranging from 4 to 7 miles in parts of west central and northern Wisconsin. Smoke from Canada. Those fires are kind of on the border of British Columbia and Alberta. British Columbia got creamed last year with wildfires. the northern part of those provinces, way up in northeastern Canada. This could cause issues for people who have sensitivities. Certainly, yeah. If you have asthma or lung disease or heart disease or anything like that, you're going to want to stay indoors, unfortunately, as much as possible. There really aren't a lot of alternatives.
That's a new one to call into work sick because of
you can't
the air
breathe.
Quality.
This is just something, as Greg pointed out, that we're going to have to deal with. And it's also a valuable reminder. And I think why they had to change the only you can prevent forest fires is because people assume they can only spark a fire if they're in a forest. Right?
Yeah. I mean,
you can spark a fire if you have a fire in your backyard.
Yeah.
And the embers carry.
Yep.
You can start a fire just driving down the road and throwing a cigarette butt that's still lit.
Yeah.
Out into the ditch where there is dry grass.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
That's how these things happen. I'm certainly
picturing my head going from just flick to
poosh. Right. And certainly some are sparked by lightning strikes and things like that. And I appreciate that, but it's just a good reminder, especially if you do burn and your community allows burning, you want to be very, very careful about winds and drought conditions. And I know Wisconsin, we're in pretty good shape now. We talked to Brittany Merlot on Friday.
Yes.
And she mentioned that we have come back quite well from drought conditions.
Yes.
But that can always change too.
Yeah. It's still never a reason to do it in the first place. You should always check the weather. You should always check for warnings. And also, you know, sometimes just curbing certain behaviors will make a difference too. As you're saying, flicking cigarettes out of the window and things like that.
Look, I'm a social pariah. I'm a smoker. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Eat the cigarette butts, kids.
Well, no, there's all kinds of things you can do, Greg Bach.
I know.
And I, as a social pariah, I resent going to the smoker spot outside and seeing cigarette butts all over the ground.
Oh, I mean,
pick them up.
At the club, we have one of those little tower things, and they're just strewn all around.
Them.
Yeah, all around.
Because I can't fit it in the little thing.
Jane, once again, I'm a man. It's hard. I have a lot of things on my mind, and sometimes the ground is just easier than, you know, not the ground.
As opposed to the receptacle that is standing on the ground right next to where you are.
Yeah.
I know, everyone, if we all come together on this, and I know you guys have a lot on your mind.
Oh, man.
Dealing with important world things and baseball statistics and stuff like that, too. If we really concentrate.
Ouch.
If we really concentrate, we can probably help avoid causing more wildfires.
I am imagining a recording studio full of, like, radio personalities holding hands and singing a song, like a We Are the World type of song. We can do this, Jane.
We put it out. We douse the embers.
All right.
Oh, it's a weird Monday. News is on the way, and when we return, we're going to talk about all the folks driving without a license.
Yes.
And what can be done about that. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. On Monday, OpenAI unveiled its latest artificial intelligence. On Tuesday, it'll be Google's turn.
Google I.O. is the annual conference that Google puts on for the legions of developers who build software with its products, which means...
we're not going to see, you know, brand new phone launches and all those kinds of things.
Android Authority's C. Scott Brown says Google already launched a new mid-range Pixel phone last week, which clears the way for this week to be all about artificial intelligence technology. Specifically, Gemini, the company's large language model, is set for some updates.
ABC's Mike Dubusky. President Biden signed an order barring China-backed crypto outfit MineOne from owning land near Warren Air Force Base in Wyoming, home to the 90th Missile Wing. Killing the messenger. A judge in Canberra, Australia, sentenced former Army lawyer David McBride to almost 6 years in prison for leaking classified information that exposed allegations of Australian war crimes in Afghanistan. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court is expected to rule on whether unstaffed ballot drop boxes will be allowed in Wisconsin this year. 2 years ago, the court's former conservative majority ruled nothing in state law allows for absentee drop boxes anywhere other than local clerk's offices. Justices heard oral arguments Monday. Microsoft's president says the infrastructure in Racine County met for Foxconn played a role in its decision to invest $3 billion in a new AI data center.
No doubt, we are the beneficiaries of that earlier effort. You know, the land that was initially acquired that we're now able to buy, even the electrical infrastructure.
Brad Smith speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront after President Biden's visit last week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with a 60-second showbiz beat. Ed Harris will direct a script he adapted called The Plowman from the novel of the same name. Variety reports that Harris will direct a cast consisting of Owen McTeague, current star of The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, Bill Murray, and Nick Nolte. The film is described as a neo-noir crime thriller. This is Harris's third time behind the camera, and production will start this coming fall in Montana. Neo-noirs aren't typically box office darlings, but man, are they cool. If you thought you didn't like Yellowstone before, just wait till they put out a new show based on the Rip and Beth characters. Cole Hauser, who plays Rip, hinted during a recent interview with Country Living that show creator Taylor Sheridan might have a spinoff in the works. The rumors give avid fans something to look forward to, as Yellowstone will most likely end this fall. There are also rumors that Matthew McConaughey will star in a Yellowstone spinoff. Probably should have opened with that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Scattered clouds here in the overnight as lows tumble into the lower 40s in spots, northeast winds. On Tuesday, mostly sunny skies. Highs will reach the lower 60s. Winds will be gusty. Sunshine and upper 60s going into your Wednesday. Right now, it's 48.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
Did you see the dumbest thing I did? Catherine, who we just love, here, she runs the whole company pretty much. She brought, like, Blues Brothers glasses. So she wanted us all to walk in together wearing the black glasses. So we're sitting in the thing, and I'm reading the program. Grab my, reach my glasses, where I always carry it, put them on. It's like, holy crap, they dropped the lights. Now I can't read anything. So I take them off. I put my sunglasses on. How dumb is that?
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we revisit the old Trumpster's tax returns and find out what the Chicago Trump Tower could tell us about election 2024. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We'll be right back.
welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Luke Mathers in for Kelvin covering the show today. Thank you for joining us. You can always call. You can text at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform Elon continues to actively ruin. I made an error.
What happened? Did you vote nine times?
No, I did not vote.
Oh, okay.
Although apparently it seems to be okay, at least for a little bit, in whatever state you're in.
I don't know. No, you're a woman. We might have to throw the book at you,
that's
Jane.
That's true. I should probably be hung.
Okay.
Let's just be harsh.
You'll be hanged.
Oh, sorry. Representative Lakeisha Myers from Milwaukee is going to be joining us at 11:06.
Yes.
Not 10:33. I misspoke. She'll be joining us at 11:06 to talk about the problem of all the people who are driving who do not have licenses. And this can go on for years and years and years until, unfortunately, they're involved in a fatal hit and run or something else. So she believes that there is a loophole that can be looked at and can be addressed. She is joining us coming up at 11:06. Should be a very interesting conversation. So stay tuned for that. Going to start off, though, with a Monday round of three headlines. And a lie.
Are you ready, Jane, to defend your title?
Luke, my title is terrible.
Is that a title then, or is it just a bad record?
It's a terrible record.
Trying to look on the bright side, everyone.
So I'm going to need your help, Luke Mathers, in determining out of the four headlines which one is a lie. The other three are legitimate. All right, Greg Bach, let's go.
Three headlines and a lie. I read four headlines, and one of them's a lie. Yep. Jane, you're going to see if we can do this.
Let's see.
I believe in you.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate that.
Airport security officers in Miami found an adorable surprise last week. A two-week-old puppy hidden in a passenger's pants. According to an X post by the Transportation Security Administration, officers at the Miami International Airport found the newborn boxer hidden in, and I'm not kidding you, a passenger's boxer shorts on 2 weeks ago at a checkpoint. The would-be smuggler didn't take into account that dogs sometimes move, and the image of a restless puppy in his pants would look suspicious and very inappropriate. The post included a photo of the puppy resting next to a bowl of food with a sign reading, "My dad made me miss my flight." TSA said the puppy was turned over to Humane Society of Miami, and Florida will never stop Florida-ing.
Is that a puppy in your pants, or are you just happy to see me?
It's a puppy!
Hang on. The puppy not moving. A non-moving puppy would pick up... be picked up on a scan, like they're throwing it on the fact that it was a moving puppy. Yeah. That would be the giveaway.
The puppy's going to show up.
Yeah,
pretty much.
I didn't read the article. I didn't write the article, so I just
okay. It's sure.
Uh-huh. Okay. He's trying to throw.
I know. Right. Yeah. See,
I'm not that talented. All right. Next headline: a Colorado woman's attempt to steal a pickup truck shortly after she was released from a jail on a car theft charge was thwarted not by officers nor the truck's owners, but by her inability to drive a stick shift.
Oh, I love when that happens.
The woman had been released from jail on May 3rd after being accused of stealing a car a day earlier and walked down the road until she spotted a pickup truck with the keys inside. She then started the pickup, but apparently discovered she couldn't manage the manual transmission. So she got out and walked away, leaving the truck to roll forward and strike a fire hydrant.
Oh, gee.
Police titled the social media post about the case Stick Shift FTW, which is an acronym for the win. Three headlines and a lie. Headline number trace.
Yes.
The town of Fujikawa Gojiko has had enough of tourists. Known for a number of scenic photos that often a near-perfect shot of Japan's iconic Mount Fuji, the town on Tuesday began constructing a large black screen on a stretch of the sidewalk to block the view of the mountain. The reason? Misbehaving foreign tourists.
Uh-oh, what are we doing?
I love that you automatically say we as it is that it's Americans.
I'm sorry, but I've traveled enough. Continue.
Citizens have mentioned littering, crossing the road with busy traffic, ignoring traffic lights, trespassing into private properties, and they are not happy about this. 80% of their customers are foreign visitors whose numbers have surged after a pandemic hiatus that kept Japan closed for about 2 years. Kawaguchiko is a town built on tourism, and I welcome many visitors, and the town welcomes them too, but there are many things about the manners that are worrying, said Mishimoto Muchi, owner of a cafe serving Japanese sweets, Ohagi, near the soon-to-be-blocked photo spot. That is some epic petty right there. That is like, you're not going to treat us right. We're going to just take away your pictures.
We're taking away the view.
No Instagram reel fodder for you.
I don't believe you were there. I didn't see it.
Going to have to get clicked somewhere else.
Yeah. Just, oh, you went there? Big deal. I saw the Loch Ness Monster. Blah, blah. Yeah, all right.
Either there's a photo or it never happened.
Exactly. Three headlines and a lie. Headline number four. A tractor trailer hauling about 15 million honeybees to be used to pollinate blueberry fields crashed and overturned on Interstate 95, officials say. The driver was taken to the hospital as a precaution Thursday night while first responders worked to ensure the safety of the bees that were in hives strapped onto the trailer, which landed on its side, officials say. The bees were mostly contained, which I find absolutely amazing.
That's incredible.
And the goal was to save them, said Shannon Moss, state police spokesperson. First responders didn't realize the cargo was bees until the firefighters went down on an embankment to check for the leaking fluids, said the fire chief Travis Leary. They learned the hard way.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's a new fear right there for those firefighters and first responders. It's just,
that's
it's
a movie
bees.
Just called 15 Million Bees.
Well, and it's so interesting, though, because I don't know how many of us are aware that that happens a lot. There are honeybees being moved all over the country by truck to different fields and stuff to help pollinate. Yeah, absolutely.
My mom's family has a honey farm, so they do all the processing.
They have
the
an apiary? Yeah.
And so they deal with honey from all over.
Beyond the cheese right there.
We haven't covered that yet?
We haven't talked to any honey producers in Wisconsin.
Can we get them on the show, Luke?
I can see what I can do.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah. Got some pull.
It's part of our soon-to-be WBA award-winning
series
called Beyond the Cheese. I just imagine now a series of trucks around the country. Some of them are bees and other ones are like the nuclear rods that they just drive around the country to keep out of the hands of our enemies.
It's one or the other. There's nothing else.
Nothing else being driven on the road, just bees and nuclear rods. That's it.
We are doing a round of three headlines in a lie and a lie. If you would like to submit your guesses, we'd love to have them. You can do it on the live stream. If you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can also text them in at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. No prize involved, just bragging rights. Yeah.
So the first one was puppy smuggled through undies.
Puppy in your pants.
Puppy in
a
your
boxer
pants.
Boxer and boxers. Come on.
Boxer and boxers.
Well, I said that during the thing. I was going to repeat myself.
Boxer
okay?
times two.
Colorado woman can't steal a car because she can't drive stick.
I love that.
Joke's right itself. You can't be nice. You don't get Mount Fuji. And then finally, a whole lot of buzz around this accident.
Oh.
Oh. All right, Jane, which one do you think it is?
Well, Luke and I are going to confab on this because I've done so terribly on my own. I know the bees is true.
I saw the bees.
You saw the
bees
one too?
Yep.
Okay, so we can X that one off. We know that the bee spill happened.
Yeah.
And hopefully they ended up in their final destination.
Not the final destination. The final pollination.
Oh.
It's bees. The final pollination.
Bees, the final pollination. There's a movie right there.
And then they rebooted in 10 years. You're like, I thought they did this already.
Okay. So we know the bees are real, Luke. Are you leaning towards any of the other three?
I'm leaning towards the stick shift, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
It had the least amount of detail.
True.
All of the other headlines, it felt like there was more detail to back it up. And I Colorado woman can't steal car because like Craig said, joke writes itself. It's a whole premise that I think may be fabricated.
See, and I'm concerned because in the past, Greg has taken a real story like the Mount Fuji view. And then kind of altered it.
Is that how he's done it in the past?
That's kind of how he's tripped me up in the past.
So it's not really a lie that it's three headlines and a fib because he stretches the truth.
All right. What do we
can be?
What are we getting here?
I'm leaning towards B as being the lie, I want to check.
I'm checking the line here.
Your B. I thought you said you knew the bees was. Wait, I'm confused. I thought you said.
No. Bees are. We know
story
bees is real.
Story number two.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Story number two is what I'm leaning towards.
Okay. It's the Colorado woman.
We got Carmella in Milwaukee texting in, and you can do so on the Civic Media app as well. But Carmella believes that the lie is the boxer found in the boxers. She suspects that's because last week there was a cat shipped by accident.
Oh, I
saw
know that story.
I saw the Amazon story.
I saw that story.
There was a baby kitten shipped from like Salt Lake City to L.A. or Las Vegas. One of the two. The postal carriers found this baby cat. And so Carmella might be onto something. We also got L.A. Tom saying puppy in the pants is the lie. So
Andrew in Maine says the bee accident happened just down the street from me. What a small world.
Oh, honey.
Oh,
there you go. That's a good one.
I'm conflicted.
Well, we need it. It's your decision to make.
Yep.
We have the Colorado woman.
Yes.
Can't drive stick. We have the puppy in the boxer shorts.
Yep.
And we have Mount Fuji.
Mount Fuji.
What is your inclination, Luke?
I'm leaning towards the stick shift.
All right. I'll go with that. I think it's Mount Fuji. But we'll go with
the... No. You go with Mount Fuji.
No. Well, because I consistently lose. I'm terrible at this.
But your gut could be telling you right this time.
Greg's
You're both wrong.
Oh, the texters were right.
It was the puppy. Yeah. No. First of all, I'm taking issue with a couple things here. First of all, Luke's like, there wasn't a lot of detail. Greg's not creative. Thanks a lot, Luke.
I didn't also, say, hey, I whoa, write, whoa, whoa, whoa,
no, 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 I'm not done yet. Would I write such a sexist story of a woman can't drive? I'm not
that's
doing
not
that.
That's not sexist. That's an ageist. That's a...
That had nothing to do with age.
Young people have no idea how to drive stick.
And nothing in this story gave her age.
Oh, I would guess that she was a younger woman because she did not know how to drive stick shift.
I'm going to take a look at your life, buddy. All right.
Jeez.
But, yes, L.A. Tom, you won. The Carmella won.
You get bragging rights.
Exactly. No, it was the puppy in the pants. And Jane is right. My method of writing my very detailed stories, Luke.
I didn't say that you had no ability to write the detailed story. It was suspect to me because it had less description in it. That's all.
Okay. I'll just say this. There was an animal discovered in someone's pants on a plane.
It was snakes.
It was two little snakes in a bag. You know what? You are undefeated at your defeat.
I'm consistently bad. I'll put
you
that.
You just gotta lean on the texters more often now.
Put that on my resume.
Just make sure you just crowdsource it, get the answer from the texters. Clearly, they've got their finger on the pulse.
I'm gonna start digging deeper because these individuals go to Google and just start. You know,
I need help.
We're here for you.
Thank you. All right. Coming up at 11:06, we are going to talk about the number of people who do not have a license, and yet they continue to drive over and over and over again. And Representative Lakeisha Myers, a Democrat from Milwaukee, is going to join us after the 11 o'clock news to talk about a loophole that she believes can be looked at so this doesn't keep happening, because there have been some tragic results from this. So that's coming up at 11:06. Thanks for playing along with Three Headlines and a Lie. Stay close. We'll be right back. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We got it wrong. The who? We will get fooled again.
Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to talk about money mindsets.
All right, ever start to like look at your bank account or your credit card statement and then just look away or walk away because it made you feel too anxious? Or maybe like me, you're really self-critical and you say things to yourself like, ugh, how could you spend so much money on eating out? Well, it turns out that beating ourselves up about our money habits is a terrible way to change them. In fact, it can even increase bad money behavior. The most effective thing we can do is to be clear with ourselves and kind. Like, oh man, I spent too much money on eating out again. But you know that I could do better next month. I know I can. So if you want to change your money habits, start with your money mindset. When you fall down, acknowledge what happened, but then pick yourself back up. This is Carrie Joy in your Work Money Minute. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Will you hold the line when every one of them is giving up and giving in? Tell me, in this house of mine.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Luke Mathers filling in for Calvin today. You can always join the show. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have Representative Lakeisha Myers joining us after the 11 o'clock news. Right now, though, a little update from over the weekend. We lost someone who you probably know or you've seen things that were influenced by this man, if you're a movie fan at all, because he really, as schlocky as the stuff that he produced, he really helped a lot of young artists their start. So Roger Corman died over the weekend at the age of 98.
He's one of those guys where you're like, oh, he's still alive? I didn't know. But he's a man, like you said, helped so many artists out. They got their start with his studio and his under his direction.
Yes.
And you just hear his name as a, like, oh, I was working a Roger Corman movie. Like, it was so usual to be doing that because he employed so many amazing people.
He really did.
Yeah.
He really did. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Luke was sick. What was the name of his company? He was really well known, at least when he started out, with these schlocky horror movies. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, Cheerleaders and Werewolves and Beach Party Gone Bad Bingo. And, you know, a kind of the combination of the bad horror and a little sex. And he actually gave Ron Howard his start.
Ron Howard directed his first film for Roger Corman.
He gave the producer who helped James Cameron. She got her start with Roger Corman.
Martin Scorsese and Francis Ford Coppola both credit him for helping them out.
No kidding.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing, is he's seen as the king of the B movies. He had, you know, his movies were, it had generally had scantily clad women with,
they were schlocky.
Who were schlocky. But there was always an inherent respect because he believed 100% in what he was doing and what he was making and what he could do with his product. So it's very interesting that, you know, he's grown to become this legend that people we'll be talking about in film classes.
Oh, absolutely. They're going to study him. He set himself up as a producer. His first production, Monster from the Ocean Floor, in 1954.
Because that's where all the monsters are. This was more of a documentary.
He shot The Little Shop of Horrors in 1960. He shot it in 2 days and a night.
That movie is...
With Jack Nicholson.
Correct. And that movie is terrifying to watch. It's real weird.
It is very strange.
It has the original ending.
Yes. But it's much darker and much more twisted than the Rick Moranis.
No music either.
Version. Yeah, the Little Shop of Horrors that became a musical.
Yeah.
He filmed a series of adaptations of Edgar Allan Poe stories, most with Vincent Price. I saw all of those as a kid. The Pit and the Pendulum.
Yeah.
The House of Wax.
As a comic book fan and a comic book movie nerd. He didn't direct, but he was in charge of the Fantastic Four movie that happened back in the 90s.
Really?
So there was a gentleman who owned the rights to the Fantastic Four, and if he didn't make a movie by a certain point, he'd lose the rights. So he employed Roger Corman to make a movie. I'm just going to say this. There's a documentary called Doomed, Doom. It's about this movie and the utter craziness of it all. I mean, this was not going to be a Marvel movie. This was going to be a placeholder to keep the rights.
Oh, interesting.
Under Roger Corman's very, very budget conscious
right.
world.
Right.
It's hilarious to watch, sad for some of the actors, but the biggest for me. I always think of that. Like they tried to burn every print of that movie, but you can see it online now on YouTube. But that for me, if you've ever seen the documentary Doomed, just watch it. It's hilarious.
We're talking about the passing of director and producer Roger Corman over the weekend, 98 years old. He's famous for making, you know, schlocky horror movies and beachy kind of horror movies. And among those he mentored, as you mentioned, Ron Howard, Martin Scorsese, Francis Ford Coppola, mm-hmm. Jack Nicholson, James Cameron, De Niro, Peter Bogdanovich, Joe Dante, and Sandra Bullock.
Yeah. Peter Bogdanovich, that's very funny to me just because the... He said Peter Bogdanovich was such a film snob. He always wore an ascot and always got into very deep conversations.
And yet he credits Roger Corman.
Absolutely. I mean, some of the other ones, the other films he made, X, The Man with the X-Ray Eyes, is one of his more popular ones, Bloody Mama, Death Sport, Frankenstein Unbound. I mean, it's absolutely some of these titles are hilarious on their own. I mean, Roger Corman's Operation Rouge. I don't know what that means, but I want to see it now.
Now you're curious.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're Roger Corman curious.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Again, he was very influential and really brought in that kind of genre and doing things fast and cheap, boy. Mm-hmm. Roger Corman did not mess around. In 2009, Roger Corman honored with an Academy Award for Lifetime Achievement.
Mm-hmm. That's
so well
amazing.
Done. Roger Corman gone at the age of 98.
Ooh, I'm going to see Hot Car Girl.
Hot Car Girl?
1958. I bet you that wants to be a James Dean movie.
Sounds like it. On the way next hour, we mentioned Representative Lakeisha Myers joining us right after the 11 o'clock news. Tim McCormick is going to be here from the Milwaukee Harley Museum. They have all kinds of events going on this month and certainly all through the summer. So Tim will update us at 11:50. And we also want to talk about what have you learned on YouTube? We're calling it YouTube University.
Flat Earth doesn't count.
What have you learned by watching videos on YouTube? My husband now has been a successful student of YouTube University. So we're curious to find out what you watch and what you have learned because there's tutorials. Right for pretty much everything.
Wonderful, detailed, free tutorials.
You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. Stay with us. News is next, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Inside me, I'm fading to black, I'm fading. Took an oath by the blood of my head, won't break it. I can taste it, the end is upon.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.